This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I have a great show. We're going to do a little bit of politics today, and we're also going to do quite a bit in terms of economic issues, financial issues, investment issues. We're starting out with Dan Oliver. Dan, I got a question for you. On Thursday, some interesting numbers came up pertaining to the economy. Well, number one, because of these numbers, the Standard & Poor's 500 basically went to a record level, okay, on Thursday. Now, Some of the good stuff that happened is the jobless claims in the United States declined more than forecast, point number one. Point number two, sales of previously owned homes in America climbed to a 10-year high. Point number three, Bank of America paid $16.7 billion to end the government's probes of some of their mortgage situations. Having said that, this was all good news, okay, but as of Thursday morning, in spite of the good news, yeah, the markets were up. The Dow was up about 72 points. The S&P was up about 4.5 points. The NASDAQ was down. And gold, of course, plummeted. Gold was down somewhere in the neighborhood of $17 or $18 at that moment in time. In your opinion, are people getting more confident of what's going on in our economy? And thus, do you think they're going to become more apt to invest, perhaps, in the conventional markets to a greater degree than they have in the past?
Yeah, I think it's ironic that Bank of America pays a record fine for actions they took in the previous credit cycle, right at the moment that the current credit cycle is going into overdrive. And of course, you, in these credit cycles, you generally see the period of maximum activity right towards the top. As rates fall, as the Federal Reserve has been pumping credit into the system, people are using that credit finally. And so what you're seeing is a melt up in all these economically sensitive areas of the economy. I mean, housing and auto loans in the car industry are two of the prime examples of assets that people buy not through money but through credit. And the fact that these industries are doing so well tells you that the Fed's credit creation is working. But on the other hand, you see that the economy is not necessarily coordinating very well. I mean, on the one hand, auto loans are up. On the other hand, repossession rates have been spiking in the last quarter. The Philly Fed numbers were hugely up, but seven of the nine internals were down. And again, this is what you'd expect in an economy that is being supported not by free markets and the coordination of goods and services, but by a credit creation that comes from the Fed to the big banks and Wall Street and then showered on the credit-sensitive industries. And what inevitably happens is that you get overactivity, overproduction in certain areas of the economy and underproduction in others. And eventually what will happen, and my guess is it will happen sooner rather than later, is that this credit creation will go into reverse. The Fed is tapering, and as we all know, tapering is tightening. The whole point of QE is to make interest rates negative. And so to the extent that they stop printing the money, it means that rates should be heading higher, at least on a real basis. And because of that, the economically sensitive areas of the economy at some point will tank. And the reason is that, for example, taking the used car industry as a great example of this, when people go and buy their cars, they have these auto loans that on average have lengths of around 65 months and interest rates north of 7%. So when the credit, when they have a hard time getting cash flow because the credit's drying up, it's not just they can't make new purchases, they can't even afford to hang on to the things they've bought in the past. Yeah, and that goes for houses and cars and all those things. So once this engine goes in reverse, you see the companies in those spaces starting to soften. Of course, those companies have debt on their own balance sheets, so they have a hard time paying their debt. And then the owners of these stocks have bought them on margin, and they start getting squeezed because the stock's going down, and they can't afford the cash flow to maintain their margin debt. So the whole credit economy is based on this pyramid of credit, and when it collapses, it does so very, very quickly. Credit rises slowly over time, and then it crashes very suddenly, as we saw in 2008. And I think that's what's coming down the pike. It's hard to say exactly when, but it happens when cash flow from borrowers no longer is enough to maintain the debt they have. And so that's the critical thing to look at.
Dan, there's no doubt that these markets are being supported entirely by these low interest rates and leverage, simply entering the market being at pretty much record highs. One aspect of the recent Fed minutes that came out, that if you read deeper into them, some of the voting members of the Fed seem to be shifting more to the hawkish side, not the higher up members such as Mr. Summers or Miss Yellen, but it seems to be some speak inside of the Fed that's saying, you know what, guys, maybe we do need to start raising rates or get back to maybe a more free market, because these low rates, they aren't helping Joe Sixpack. They aren't raising wages, and yes, we have lower unemployment, but people aren't making more, and that's maybe not trickling down into the average citizen out there. Do you think that there is any chance that the Fed will take the tact of raising rates rather than potentially going negative rates?
Oh, sure I do, and it'll happen for two reasons. One is, as credit markets in the market, it just keeps going up, the Fed will become more and more nervous that they are blowing up a bubble, which of course they are, and that's pretty obvious. And the other reason they will is because of inflation. I follow food prices very closely, because when the banks are creating credit, again, it goes into items that people buy with credit, like cars and houses, and so you'd expect those prices to go up. You wouldn't necessarily expect food prices to go up. People don't buy food on credit, they buy it with cash. So when you see food prices start going up, that tells you that actually the unit of account, the dollar, is beginning to weaken, and that can be a very scary thing. Now, food prices are very volatile. The weather's been particularly good, and so grain prices have gone down. But if you look at the core proteins, which I look at because it's the, you know, that's what they're called, the core proteins, the core things people need to eat, they're running at a 8% annualized rate for the last 12 months. So that's obviously a lot higher than the 2% target that the Fed has. So the Fed is getting nervous, and they should be getting nervous, and that's why they'll raise rates. It's why Bernanke raised rates himself in 2005 and 2006, because the economy was getting overheated. But those increases in rates, what it did was it increased the cost of maintaining debt, and at some point you get the inflection where cash flow isn't able to maintain the debt that people have, and that's when they start defaulting on it. And once they start defaulting on it, it creates cascading defaults, and that's when you get collapse. So I think the Fed's interest in raising rates is going to happen, and that will start the sequence of bringing on the next crash. And what I would say about that is normally it takes a certain period of time between raising rates and the economy falling into trouble. But I suspect it'll happen much faster this time, and that is people who run money are very much aware of what happened in 2008. They learn from that. They don't want to have the same mistakes happen again. And so they're not going to wait as long. I think when people start seeing the signs of this cycle playing out, they obviously want to be in front of the market, in front of their peers running money. And so I expect that the cycle will happen much, much more quickly than it happened last time. And I would say that because debt levels are so much higher, that the consequences of a debt collapse are much greater, and the amount of intervention the Fed is going to have to do to save the system next time will be very much greater than it was last time. And that's something that gold investors should really keep in mind. It's been a painful trade to be in gold, because gold is the antithesis of debt, and as long as the debt markets are spiraling upwards on subprime and every other level, one shouldn't really expect gold to outperform. But when the debt levels start falling apart, that's when I think gold really take off and ought to do so with a tremendous magnitude, given the huge increases of credit levels in every metric that we've experienced since 2007.
Dan, we're going to ask you to stick around if you wouldn't mind. We're out of time for this segment, but we'd like you to come back and kind of wrap up this conversation.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are continuing our discussion with Dan Oliver. You know, Dan, I thought your comments were really interesting about people trying to this time stay ahead of the events that a lot of people are saying are going to be disastrous for the market. Subscribing to all the services that Corey and I subscribe to, I probably get notification from at least a dozen quote-unquote experts every day that this market is going to crash any minute. I mean, you go all the way from Warren Buffett down to this mob boss who is now a motivational speaker and is saying get out of the markets and get out of them now. What do you think about that?
I think it's really, really hard to time a bubble. My story on this is apparently Isaac Newton himself was an investor in the South Sea bubble. He made a bunch of money and got out. And then he saw all his friends who weren't nearly as smart as he was making a lot more money. He knew it was a bubble, but he just couldn't stand it. So he jumped back in right at the top and lost all his money. Apparently he couldn't bear to hear the phrase South Sea bubble for the rest of his life. I like the story because it just shows it doesn't really matter how smart you are, how well informed you are. It's very hard to time a bubble because these things tend to operate on parabolas, and you pull the Excel spreadsheet down one more cell and these things start going vertical. So I think it's hard to time. Again, I think that the way to look at it isn't through timing or the absolute level of the market. I think the way you have to analyze it is what drives these credit cycles, and the answer is debt. And then you say, well, what maintains the debt? And the answer is the interest payments, the cash flow. And so you have to consider, when does the cash flow inflect such that it no longer is supporting the debt that is placed on whatever asset the debt is placed on? And that's a hard metric to get precisely, but to the extent that taxes go up, to the extent that interest rates go up, to the extent that income falls, any of these metrics begin to impact people's ability to maintain their debt, to the extent that foreclosures rise or don't rise, to the extent that auto repossessions go up or don't go up. I mean, these are the signals you look for, and it's not about the absolute level of that activity. It's about the delta. It's about the change in them. And when I look around, I see that a lot of these metrics indicate we were near the top of a cycle. Again, I don't think it'll happen tomorrow because I think that the Fed is still printing money, though they're printing less money, and so it is. Conditions are getting tighter, and you can see that in the dollar index. You know, people see the U.S. dollar index going up, and they assume it's because people are fleeing to safe haven or those sorts of psychological explanations. To me, is much more simple. There's $72 trillion of debt in the planet based in dollars. And when people have a hard time getting dollars to manage their debt, they got to buy more dollars, and that puts the value of the dollar up. So, again, that's another signal that you're seeing some tightness in the dollar market. I do think that unlike previous crashes, 2008 and previous ones, again, people are very aware of the dynamics of a crash. And one of the dynamics that was, I think, pretty novel in 2008 and will become more of an issue next time is that securities in the bank system are rehypothecated. So lots of people own the same security, though they may not know it. And so what that means is that when markets get shaky, you're going to see a collateral scramble. You're going to see lots of custodians, lots of investors trying to get a one-to-one relationship with their assets, get them out of the system. And of course, when multiple parties own the same asset and it disappears because someone manages to attach it, the other guys are left out in the cold. So again, it's a motivation not to be the last guy on the table when the music stops. And it's another reason why sophisticated investors may try to front run what they see coming down the pike inevitably. So it may happen soon. And certainly the markets are overvalued. There's no question about that. But I think we may have a little bit of time left before we actually hit the peak of the cycle.
Dan, what really gets me about the markets right now is I feel like the average investor, the average citizen out there is almost priced out of these markets in the sense that the money that's in there is institutional money. Yes, some of it is managed money, so that does mean that it's the average citizen's money. But I don't feel like there are a lot of people still speculating in the markets, those that maybe aren't in the know or aren't getting access to this free money, which makes me feel like this market can run a little bit further. Now, I understand your comments of it all starts with defaults on cars or houses, and that could start happening, but I just haven't seen that yet. So I'm with you. I think that we're in a bubble, but I think it can go a bit longer simply because the banks are running these markets, I find. What do you think?
Well, that's true. I mean, again, I think it's foolish to try to time the top precisely. And I think we're close enough to the top that the gains to be held by sticking on are vastly outweighed by the risks of being in the market when it collapses. It is true that much of the market now is run by institutional investors, and partly that's because back in the day, you know, 20, 30 years ago, up until that point, the function of a broker was to sell his clients on various stocks that he'd researched and knew the CEO and knew the situation. And we've moved to a different way of allocating capital, whereby these money managers put you in, you know, an emerging growth fund, right, or a high income fund, or all these funds. And so they don't want to do the work of actually looking at the companies. They assume the fund managers do that. And, of course, the fund managers have their own motivations about the companies they pick. They essentially – many of them are compensated with the call options on their picks. So obviously they pick the things that are the most levered and they go out the most in the good times. But, of course, the flip side is they go down the most in the downside. So, yeah, I think that people are involved in markets, whether they know it or not, whether it's their pension fund that has it or their savings or they have money in a bank and that money's been rehypothecated to someone on Wall Street who's using it to speculate in the market. So you're sort of in the market, whether you like it or not, to the extent that you hold dollars or dollar-denominated instruments. And the only way to get out of the market is to really own hard assets such as gold or silver, which are anti-correlated with the credit cycle. And that can be a scary thing when gold's under pressure. But, again, I think one should expect gold to be the cheapest that it is in a cycle when the cycle's at the top, which is more or less where we are. And so, therefore, gold is more or less at the bottom of its range. And I think you're going to see very, very sharp declines in the market and very, very sharp increases in the gold price when we hit this inflection point, which everyone is looking for. And once it happens, I think, as I say, the results, the consequences will follow in rapid succession.
Dan, real quick, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm involved in the junior gold mining segment, and the reason I'm in this segment is that when a commodity runs, it's the most marginal player in the commodity that has the most leverage to the movement. So, you know, the reason I like junior gold mining companies, or some of them, there's a broad selection, is that they're essentially like unexpiring call options on gold. Their margins are determined by the difference between the input costs, which are industrial commodities, which are driven by the credit cycle, like, you know, Chinese demand, and gold, which is anti-correlated with the credit cycle. So when the credit cycle turns, what you find is that gold goes up a lot in terms of the cost of mining gold, and so margins, which can be near zero at the moment, explode higher. And that's why you see gold mining companies going crazy in the 30s and the 70s and in times like that when you have lots of problems in the credit markets. So to me, it's like economic insurance, right? You can get huge operational leverage with these things without having to use financial leverage, which you don't want when the credit bubble collapses, as an antidote to the rest of your assets, which tend to be in economically sensitive areas.
Dan, always great chatting with you. I know our audience, as well as Al and myself, always learn a lot from you. You take a great look at the markets. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Dan Oliver is a very, very interesting guy. I got to tell you, and none of our interviews are scripted, and so you find it interesting to some of the topics that our guests will go to. But I found it interesting that Dan flipped over to the junior resource sector towards the last part of the prior segment. Michael Belkin is a guy who we have a lot of time for. He speaks all over the world. He is a very, very successful, I guess I'd use the term analyst, and he too is starting to have his interest peaked a little bit in the junior resource sector. What's that all about, Mike?
Well, thanks for having me. I got invited to speak at this conference in Australia, in Melbourne, in September. And in my part of my preparations for my presentation there, I started looking at Australian gold shares, and I discovered that they're very, very depressed. And if you're looking for bargains, you know, I'm following global gold stocks, you know, here in Canada and listed all over. And a lot of them have moved up. And, you know, they're taking a little bit of a bath today, but they're way off their lows. A lot of them, you know, that they bought them back in December and had a big rally. You know, the GDX ETF is up 20-something percent on the year, and the GDXJ is up, you know, 30-something percent on the year. But these Australians seem to be really close to their lows. So I screened over – I have a model that looks – it's a form of time series analysis. It's pretty good at picking things after liquidations. And so I can, you know, I've come up with a list of seven names, and I'm no big expert on the fundamentals of these companies, but I think that – I'll just throw them out there. I think they're worth taking a look at. You know, if you have the mind of buying deeply liquidated shares and you believe the gold price is going up as I do, these might turn out to be something that you might want to have on your radar screen. So here we go. Perseus Mining, PRU.AX, Millennium Minerals, MOY.AX, Norton Goldfields, NGF.AX, Regis Resources, RRL.AX, Endeavor, that's EVR.AX, Kingsgate, that's KCN.AX, and Teranga Gold, TGZ.AX. Those are all seven Australian gold shares, and these are not for the faint of heart. I wouldn't call these for widows and orphan investments. They're all, you know, most of the around a dollar less a share Australian. I just think they are plays on the price of gold, and I'm very bullish. You know, as you probably know, I think we're in a huge speculative bubble, and gold is negatively correlated to the stock market, and I think the stock market is making a huge pop. A lot of markets, you know, the European markets are now down on the year. They're still playing bubble games in the U.S., but basically, you know, the gold share, the GEX went down for 2 years. While the stock market went up 2011 to the end of 2013, and it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's negatively correlated. So you know, the stock market goes up, gold and gold shares go down. The stock market goes down, gold and gold shares should go up. So I think we're probably starting a new bull market in gold and gold shares, and I'm an enthusiastic buyer on days like this where you get a few days pullback. And so I'm sniffing around looking for deeply liquidated, you know, gold plays, and so I'll just throw those out there. There's some. I don't think people are looking at the sense I got from looking at the charts and just sniffing around these Australian shares is I don't think people have looked at them. It looks like a very inefficient market that's not really on anybody's radar screen. So you might want to take a look at it.
Michael, that's very interesting to look over in Australia because they do have very much of the same speculative junior market that we have, especially on the Toronto Venture Exchange. And some of those stocks, if they haven't rebounded, we have seen some of the good junior stocks here domestically start to rebound just this year. So you might be kind of onto something there for people that are investing in juniors. Maybe you want to throw a little money at some of these Australian companies. But Michael, let's focus a little bit more on you saying that you're looking for a turn in the gold market, but then also pretty much in the conventional markets, because as you said, when the conventional markets go down, gold should go up. Do you want to elaborate on this?
Yeah, you know, I was, you know, I come out of the UC Berkeley Business School. That's where Janet Yellen hails from. And, you know, I just laugh when I see her, you know. I've had to sit through her presentations and, you know, at the Alumni Association. And I don't think people really understand. You know, we sort of, it's kind of like Mr. Magoo. Do you remember that old cartoon where the guy who's driving the car is blind, you know, and he kind of drives through the fence and over the field? And that's sort of what we got at the Federal Reserve. And she's taking us for this wild ride, and we're at the end of this experiment of having zero interest rates and QE total, you know, all the time. And we're running out. And let me just give you a little internal look, sort of an x-ray of what's going on underneath the surface of the market. In this week's, I do a report called the Belkin Report, and I have hedge fund clients, big clients all over the world. My topic this week is called Group Rotation is Signaling a Recession. So what I did is I tracked the industry group performance relative to the index for 10 top cyclical groups, autos, banks, home builders, construction, retailers, communication equipment, industrial conglomerates, aerospace, and the average, these groups have underperformed the index by an average of 18% in the last year or so. They've all topped at different times, so it's not totally at the same time. But look, for instance, autos underperformed by 17%, home builders underperformed by 33%, retailers underperformed by 12%. Trading companies underperformed by 28%. So, you know, I think what's happening is the market has got some weird, crazy bid from algorithms and hedge funds, you know, that are just playing the game, knocking the indexes around. But, you know, the generals are going one way and the soldiers are going the other. The soldiers, in this case, are basically the average stock and groups that are sensitive to the economy. So they're way underperforming. So, you know, what that tells me is there's distribution taking place beneath the surface of this market. Big money is getting out and is getting defensive. It's going risk off. And so I think, you know, money will be looking for a home. And the thing that really knocks markets around, that really makes big impressions on asset allocation in different asset classes is, what big mutual funds do and what big hedge funds do. And right now they're headed for the doors in the stock market, looks like to me, beneath the surface. Somebody may be knocking around the indexes, but on the stock and group and sector level, it's another story. And so that money will be looking for a new home. And, you know, this is kind of the everything bubble. And, Jeremy Grantham in Boston just came out with this article saying there's nowhere to hide this time. There's no asset class that's undervalued. And I looked at this little chart, and gold wasn't even on there. It's funny because it's the really obvious one in this cycle. He said going back to 2000, defensive stocks were undervalued, and there was something you could buy. You know, you could buy banks when tech, so they just sold tech, or you could buy emerging markets. And he said everything's a bubble now, and he has this little chart about how everything's a bubble. And he doesn't even have gold or gold stocks on there, which I thought he's missing the whole story because maybe it's too small of a market cap for him or something, but it's the one thing that's really depressed. You know, the GDX fell almost 70% and it's rebounded some, but over the last 2.5 years. So I think that the big money will begin to discover this and we'll get a bid underneath gold and gold equities going forward, you know, not for a day trade, but for a long extended trade, you know, for months and years, basically from this point ahead.
Michael, I have to agree with you. The gold market obviously is cyclical. The last time we had a really strong environment in the mining sector was probably 2010. 11, 12, and so far in 14 have not been particularly strong. A lot of interest has left the segment, this particular segment, but I sense this is going to change, and I think it's changing right now. I'm looking at the companies that Corey and I follow, the companies that we are both invested in, and we're up in every single one of them. It's, and I'm not saying that we're geniuses, but I want to say we're not, you know, we're just selective because of the way we do due diligence and our criteria for investing in some of these companies. And I personally am looking for the remainder of 2014 and into 2015, you know, barring some huge black swan event. I think your thoughts about the future of this particular segment, I think they're right on.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, we are proud to have Congressman Walter Jones with us from North Carolina. Congressman, the question that I have that is something that I find to be absolutely fascinating because the action seems to be so nonsensical is we have got virtually an open border situation in the United States when you consider Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, etc. And in my mind, this is terrifying, and it's terrifying to me and to Corey for a couple of reasons. Number one, the financial implications of letting everybody into the United States for the United States, both the federal and the state governments, are absolutely terrifying, and the ability of terrorists to get in across the border is absolutely mind-boggling that the United States is allowing this to happen. What are your comments on that, sir?
Well, Al and Corey, I could not agree more than what you just said, because my biggest concern, I'm in the small group of Steve King, and won't name everybody, John Clemon from Louisiana, and several others who are very concerned that neither party seems to really understand that this is more of a national security issue than ever before. And now with the breakdown of Iraq and other problems in the Middle East, Syria, and these other areas, I mean, your point that you just made is exactly right. How many over the past 10 years have been coming across the border through Central America who are slipping into our country, who are here for no other reason but to create havoc on the American people? And to me, I'm on a bill with Steve King that basically says that the four governors from Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, that we will give them the money to pay their National Guards to secure the border. Is that the total answer, Al? No. But is it a start? Absolutely a start. And with ISA and all the problems going on in the Middle East, I just hope that they don't have a number of plants already in this country ready to be proactive. That's one of my biggest concerns. I'm on the Armed Services Committee. I don't know anything of any detail. These are just my comments based on my reading, both in the public and also books I've read. This is just unacceptable what's happening to our country. And these kids coming up, I think roughly 50,000, 42 to 50,000 that are in our country right now that will soon be going to our school systems. Al and Corey, you know and I know that when a kid goes into the public school system, you've got to make sure that they have a tutor if they cannot speak English. The cost to our school systems is going to be astronomical as we continue to mainstream these children who are here illegally. I don't know why we can't put them on a plane with proper escort and fly them back to the capital of their country and let them go back to their homes. I don't know. There's something. Washington is out of touch with the American people.
Congressman, your concerns about this influx of children and essentially illegal immigrants is completely valid. I know, looking from down in Canada where I live, it just doesn't make sense to me why there would all of a sudden be this open door policy to a country that I went to school in the U.S., and it was actually quite difficult for me to get my I-20 and get all the paperwork that was necessary. Every time I came across the border, I always had to go in and talk to the border officials, and they would call the school and do actually quite an extensive check into me. And now it seems like they just let anybody who comes up to the border down south just come across, and then they give them free transportation to, I guess, wherever the border services think they should go. To me, it just doesn't make sense, and I don't understand how it got to this point.
Allie, Corey, we are in the latter days of a great nation. Anyone that understands history, and I will say I'm limited, even though I majored in history, I've got a pretty good understanding of great nations in the world who now are no longer great nations, going back to Rome, going back to Spain, to England, to France. These countries always got to a point like we are now where we seem that we can take care of the world's problems, but we can't even fix our own borders. Now, where does that make any sense? When we went into Iraq, we had no more business going into Iraq than I do of trying to be the Pope tomorrow. We create, George Bush taking out Saddam Hussein created this mess in the Middle East. Saddam was an evil man. Absolutely he was. But he had control. Look at what's happened in Egypt. Look at what's happened in Libya. And yet we are talking about borders today. We need to understand that history is trying to tell us something. And history is saying, fix your own problems and stop worrying about the world's problems, and then maybe you can save yourself. Those in Washington just aren't listening to history.
No, they're absolutely not. You know, and I find it interesting that you mentioned that, primarily because that was in the Russian newspapers yesterday. You know, fix your own situation before trying to fix the world. You know,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you know, there was an interesting article that I read yesterday. It was in the opening sentence, I think, is very, very interesting in that it's a quote, after meeting with a bevy of big business groups, President Barack Obama is reportedly considering granting them up to 800,000 additional guest worker visas via executive actions. They go on to say that numerous companies like Microsoft and Cisco have massively laid off American workers while pushing the Obama administration for more guest worker visas at a time when scholars and studies from organizations on the left, right, and center have debunked the notion that there is a shortage of American high-tech workers. Congressman Jones, what the hell is this all about?
Well, I just see this more as these special interest groups pushing and pushing for cheaper labor. And you and I and Corey and everyone, we all know that once you get in this country, the odds of you being found by ISA, by the ICE, and deported are slim. Yes, they can find some, but they can't find them all. And I just had the point that these special interest groups, I see all the money in Washington, and that's where you guys might not agree with me totally, truthfully, but I'm forgetting the money out of politics. Will it happen in my lifetime? No. But I see that money drives both parties, and money drives policy in Washington. And that's exactly what's happening here with this guesswork of permit process that they're pushing. They don't want to give American people the chance for the job. And I just see it as continued degrading of the America's future.
Congressman, I want to get your opinion real quickly. We only have about 2 minutes left. On what do you think the danger of ISIS is currently?
Well, I think the danger is that we need to continue to. I saw Saxby Chambliss on one of the shows yesterday. I thought he made a lot of sense. He's a senator from Georgia. And he said what President Obama ought to do is to call for some conference in the Middle East and tell some of these countries that, look, you put your men on the ground and we will give you air support. But for God's sakes, don't talk about putting American people down, American boots on the ground. But to me, these other countries have got to feel the pain as much as we are concerned about what's happening in the Middle East. Turkey, these other countries, Saudi Arabia, all these other countries that have plenty of money, they ought to be just as concerned about ISIS coming into their countries. But I don't know. We are in a my analogy, and I've used it on your show before. We're on a 12 o'clock time. We don't have 1 a.m. We're in the 11th hour of a 12-hour clock. And I see America every day just crumbling all around me, morally and economically.
Well, you and I are in complete agreement. Philosophically, the three of us, quite frankly, are coming from exactly the same spot, and I know that you're aware of that. But what really concerns me is America has been crumbling morally for quite some time. And
absolutely.
I kind of felt that the starting date was probably in the early 60s, okay?
Yep.
You know, and a whole bevy of really bad things happened since then. And I have to tell you, we have to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. We have to change the situation because I agree with you 1,000%, Congressman. We are in the 11th hour. It's time for people to stand up and make a difference. And here's what I would suggest to listeners. Take Congressman Walter Jones as an example. He is a perfect example of somebody who is trying his hardest to improve the situation in the U.S. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.